Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege of life and opportunity we have to be in your presence. May we not be the same because we came. Holy Spirit of God, have your way, and please let your will be done. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. And all the saints shall shout and say, Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Well, I'm happy to be back. I've been gone for a minute. Hallelujah. Well, I bring you greetings from your father and my father, the Bishop, hallelujah, Dag Heward Mills. I mean, it's a blessing to have a father. That is why people who don't have fathers have a name. That is insult. And they say you are a bastard. It looks very sad and bad. So everybody must endeavor to treat your father well. Amen. It's very important. You may not have grown up with a father, but at a certain point, you cannot complain that you don't have a father, because God sends us fathers. Are you here? He sends us fathers in many people. Sometimes even school teachers take interest in you and become fathers. Sometimes uncles, sometimes big brothers, pastors, different people, sometimes even at the workplace, your boss can become a father to you. But often many people don't acknowledge and receive the fathers that God sent our way. That is why the frustration and the difficulties never ends, because we refuse to receive the fathers that God sent us. Hallelujah. So that is the way of me telling you that I was with my father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's always a blessing. Amen. Well, I had the opportunity. It's been a... You see, sometimes you can't... Because you see him always on a screen, online, and you may even not notice that it's been a long time since you saw him in person. But as I was there, I saw him because I noticed that, the screen is not the same. The screen is not the same. Hallelujah. It's such a blessing. And it's even a blessing to be called by name. You get it? Yeah. After the meeting, I was going somewhere that they called me Napoleon. I was so, it was a blessing. It was a blessing. Amen. So be known and have a father. It makes all the difference in this world. Hallelujah. Well, for a short time, I mean, if you did not get any, even what I've said is enough blessing. We can close. But I want to share with you, I'm beginning this here with you, the act of hearing. The act of hearing. Amen. Do you want to hear from God? Is it important to hear from God? It's very, very important to hear from God. Amen. And if you don't hear from God, it's a difficulty that you have. Turn your Bibles with me, if you will. Turn your Bibles with me, if you will, to the book of Corinthians. Corinthians chapter 14. First Corinthians, of course, chapter 14. Verse number 10. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 10. And we read it together, one go. The Bible says, it says, there are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Let's take it again, one go. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible says that there are so many voices, so many things are trying to take your attention. Are you here? And I'm just introducing it, and we are going to go deeper. We are going to know, and this is the secret of doing well or not doing well, the voice you're listening to. You see, when you go to school, you pay your fees and all that, like the university from grade R up to whatever school you go to. We pay people to speak to us. We pay to hear a voice that you hear. Even a voice of a drunkard who has been to school can make you a doctor. Are you here? So it looks like voices are not a simple thing. And the Bible has already told us that there are, it may be, so many kinds of voices, and none of them is without signification. In other words, all the voices are significant. Do you understand? It said there are, it may be, so many kinds of voices. And if I want to explain the last bit, we will say that, and every one of them is significant. Every voice you are hearing is significant. It's a way of saying, and none of them is without. It's like none of them is not important. It means all is important. All is significant. Amen.
Yeah.
So the voice of your friend has a role it plays in your life. The voice of your father has a role it plays in your life. The voice of your teacher has a role it plays in your life. The voice of a colleague. Every voice you are hearing, even music, as it comes as a sound and a voice, has a role it plays in your life. Hello? Yeah, even when you hear a siren. How many have heard a siren before? You notice that either there is an accident or ambulance. Even that noise or that voice that you hear, that sound, it has a significance. How many of us drive? I see you driving very soon.
Amen.
All of you will drive.
Amen.
Even when you are on the road and you hear just a horn, somebody blow a horn on you, pipi. It has significance. Either you've taken more than half of the road that you need to come to your lane. Do you understand? Or you are actually sleeping on the road. Somebody is waking you up. Or somebody is trying to overtake. You are not allowing. Do you understand? Or he's trying to say, tell you that there's an incident. Do you understand? But when you are driving and also you hear a siren, I'm saying that every voice has significance. Every voice has significance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. So if you can hear and hear intelligently or diligently, you will do well. When you are driving and you hear a siren, no matter who you are, you need to, it's like an ambulance is coming, emergency. You, whether you like it or yes, you begin to go away. You begin to give way because of what you hear. Is that not it? Yeah, so every sound, every voice you hear is so significant. Hallelujah. And I need you to understand that that is why it is so important, even in this life, it's so important. You hear something, it affects you. Many people have heard so many things and it has made them decide that there are things they will never do. Many people have heard things that has made them sad and depressed, and the depression is not going away. Growing up, they heard insult. You are not nice. Look at your face. Your face like a duster. Then always they are saying things. And the person grows up and he doesn't believe in himself or herself. Especially mothers who specialize in using specific parts of the body to insult you. They can look at you and say, look at your eyes. Your eyes like, oh, your nose, that is not. So when you grow up and already you have complex. How many understand what I'm talking about? So even this is voices that you hear, and every voice you hear has something to tell you. Something is influencing you. Hallelujah. But the Bible is telling us we also have the voice of God, the voice of the Bible, the voice of your pastor. So today, let me just give you 12 kinds of voices that you should know about. Hallelujah. We may not be able to go into all that. I will just mention the 12 voices that you should know about. Then we can. Number one is the voice of God. Number two, the voice of the flesh. Do you know that your flesh also has a voice? Yeah? Your flesh has a voice. How many can hear the voice of the flesh sometimes? Or even this morning? This morning? Even this morning? Yeah, is the reason for overeating, oversleeping, lateness? Huh? Yeah, 5 more minutes. Just summarize the sleeping. Okay, number 3, the voice of your mind. The voice of your mind. So that you can see that the mind has a voice. Should I do this? That you are thinking about it. The voice of your mind. Number 4, the voice of the devil. The devil also has a voice. Number 5, the voice of a prophet. The voice of a prophet. Number 6, the voice of the Bible. Number 6 is the voice of the Bible. Number 7, the voice of your friends. That one. Some of us have done things because of our friends. How many know that it is true? We have learned even our friends' language, the way our friends speak. Friends are one group of people that can change all your life. It doesn't look powerful, but friends are even more powerful than sometimes parents. Friends. So the voice of a friend or of your friends. Number 8, the voice of your parents. Or parents, as we say it. Number 8, the voice of your parent. Number 9, the voice of your spirit. Your spirit. How many know that we are spirit, we have soul, and we live in the body? So the voice of the spirit is there, and the voice of your soul is the mind. That's what we say, the voice of your mind. And also the voice of the flesh. So all the 3 aspects of our being has voices. So the voice of the spirit, which we call conscience. Your conscience, and the voice of the mind, which is the voice of the soul. The mind is the house of the soul. Do you understand? And the body is the house of the spirit. Can you understand it? Or is it a bit technical? The body is the house for our spirit. Do you understand? And the mind is the house for the soul. So each one is being housed. Are you getting it? Yeah. And the voice of the spirit is the conscience. And the voice of the mind will come to that. And the voice of the flesh, which you all know. Then number 10, the voice of your spouse. That means the voice of your husband or the voice of your wife. In the Bible, many people did not do well listening to their wives. It started with Adam in the garden. If you're a wife, you need to know that you can really be wrong. You can really be wrong. It's not like you're a bad person, but you need to understand that, hey, you see things differently. Did you understand? Uh-huh. So that you can allow yourself not to be irritated when you are not listening to. Because when you are spiritual, you notice that, look, it looks like, and every spiritual wife will tell you that, you know, this is what I think, but pray about it. They won't be sure about it. But when you are very sure, you can easily be wrong. Hey, Adam, all the problems, he said, because you have listened to your wife. God said it. He said, because you've listened to your wife. Abraham, listening to the wife, and now we have Ishmael and all the things, the problems that we are having, the fight that is happening over there, is because of Ishmael, who came earlier than Isaac. Can you see? Yeah, and it was because of the wife. The wife said, try this and see whether it will work. I don't know why modern day wives are not asking their husband to try others. You've learned from Sarah. Ochia. Turn your Bibles with me to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse number 1. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse number 1. Is it there in your Bible? Let's read it together. One, go. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations, above all nations of the earth. Hallelujah. So here, God was speaking clearly to Moses and he's saying that, look, the thing that makes you, above, he was talking to Israel as a nation. He said, if you will listen to me diligently, if you will hearken, if you listen diligently, it means there's a difference between just listening and listening diligently. Sometimes you hear, but you don't understand even what you have heard. Sometimes things are said, but you did not understand. The understanding of what was said was not there. Are you there? That is why he's saying that don't just listen, but listen intelligently. If you hear diligently, hear intelligently. Sometimes something is being spoken, but what is being said is more than the word that has come. How many understand what I'm talking about? Sometimes you just be told that be careful. But that be careful is not like walk well. Do you understand? It's not like walk well. But that be careful. Do you understand? Yeah, sometimes a little comment is made. But if you don't hearken, if you don't listen intelligently, you wouldn't even understand what has been said. Sometimes a comment is made and that comment is loaded. Do you understand? Sometimes they will just ask you, do you really want to do this? Do you understand? But if you don't hear intelligently, you may think that it was asking a question. That, he asked me whether I want to do this. Maybe it was like, you cannot do that. How can you do this? Do you understand? But if you don't hear intelligently, said, he was asking me a question, whether I want to do this. He did not hear intelligently. May you hear intelligently.
Amen.
And God said, the Bible said, it shall come to pass. It means that this is what will happen. If that is condition, that means that it will not happen if this condition is not fulfilled. If thou shalt hearken intelligently. It means if you listen and you don't listen intelligently, it will not come to pass. Because you omit so many things. You wouldn't even understand what has been spoken or what has been said. But if thou shalt hearken intelligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, how many are ready to listen to the voice of the Lord your God? Bible says, if you listen intelligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do, even before you do, you need to observe it. Many people, when they start, they are given instruction, they don't observe it. They don't observe, okay, so how am I going to do it? They just start. And when they are doing, they notice that, hey, I did not think of this. Do you understand? Maybe you've been asked, can you go and bring me this from here? You've not even thought about, go and bring me a furniture from then this place. Then say, okay, I'm going. I have my card. But you did not even understand that that furniture will not fit into your saloon car. Are you getting? So you get there, they say, so how am I going to? Meanwhile, if you had observed what kind of furniture, what is the size, what's the dimension, maybe you would have, do you understand? So listening and listening intelligently is so different because it takes more than the ear to hear. There are people who have ears but cannot hear. How many have seen people with ears but when you speak they can't hear? Have you seen one before? So that should tell you that it takes more than the ear to hear. So it takes something more to really understand what is being said. Many people take things on the face value. They say things and say, oh, that is what it is. But sometimes they have more to it. That is why the Bible is telling us that if we will listen diligently, if we will hear intelligently, hearken, tell somebody hearken. That means listen, hearken. So don't just listen, but listen intelligently. Hear the unspoken words. Hallelujah. Amen. Intelligent to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe, to do all his commandments, which Moses was commanding them. He said, when that happened, the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Hallelujah. I see you being set on high above all your colleagues. So when you listen and you listen intelligently, when you hear and you hear well, you will be set apart. So long ago, I heard prophets saying the difference between pastors, between people, is the ability to hear from God and to do it. The difference, do you understand? The difference between even ministers, the difference between ministers, who will do well, who will not, is the ability to first hear. Some pastors don't have dreams, don't have visions. They read the Bible, even they don't understand. Your ability to hear from God will make first the difference between. And if you go further and to do all, some people even have visions and dreams, but they don't obey it. Some people are even told clearly, don't paint the wall green. It's all about green is also nice. Not that they did not hear. They will hear, but they will not have the ability to do what they hear. Hey, the church is quiet. But this is a very good message for us, so I don't know why you are quiet. Unless you have decided not to hear intelligently. Because in hearing, there is a power. Moses told them, said, when you can hear diligently, when you can hearken diligently, you will be set on high. Hallelujah. I see you being set on high.
Amen.
Not even, I mean, as for individual, that one will be easy. Even a nation that has good people, bad people, do you understand? Even when a nation decides to do, say the whole nation will be set up on high. How much more you alone? Do you understand?
It's difficult for a nation to be set high because a nation will have chiefs, will have armed robbers, will have scholars. A nation has a whole lot. But if you, as an individual, decide to do, how many understand that it will be far easier than a nation? I see you being set on high. I see God separating you. It means that you will be set on high. You will be above only and not beneath. You will be separated. Everything about you will be nice. Amen. If you can hear diligently, can we have this translation in NLT and maybe the message as well? Let's go to NLT as we wind up. Hey. Are you there? Let's read together. One, go, NLT. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commandments that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. Can you see? So sometimes hearing means obeying. What is the use of hearing something if you cannot obey? So you say, if you can hear diligently, do you understand? Yeah. In fact, if you have not done it, it means you have not heard it. For instance, if I say, under come, do you understand? Hearing come and sitting down may mean that you have not heard it because the under come is an instruction. Do you understand? So if you heard it, you will be coming. Are you understanding that? Yeah. So the fact that the person has not come means that he did not hear. So sometimes hearing means obeying. Hallelujah. Good. Let's take it from message quickly. Hey. The message has a lot of things for you. Okay. If you listen obediently to the voice of God, your God, and heartily obey all his commandments that I command you today, God, your God, will place you on high, high above all the nations of the world. All these blessings will come down on you and spread out beyond you because you have responded to the voice of God. Hallelujah. So can you see that the voice of God is able to bring a blessing? I did not even want us to go to the verse number 2. The verse 2, he said that when you, he said, it will come to pass, all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. I don't even want to start the blessings that will come upon you. But all I'm saying is that your ability to hear, hallelujah, I pray that all of us will have an ability to hear. That whatever you are hearing has a certain significance. So may you hear the right things. May you know the different voices that are trying to control you. May you know the different voices that are trying to influence you. You see, you will not do well if you don't know these 12 voices. Some of us are here because a friend, a good friend, advised you, let's go to church. Do you understand? Maybe last night, you insulted somebody because of also a friend. So you can see that a specific voice is letting you do things. Are you here? So first of all, know that whatever you hear has effect. Voices are not neutral. Words are not neutral. Jesus said, we will be judged by the words that we speak. In fact, he said to one woman, because of this thy saying, because of this thy word, thy saying, go, your daughter is made whole. Hallelujah. Are you here? Said, by thy word you will be justified, and by your word you will be condemned. So the words that we hear, the word that we say, Bible says, they are not neutral. For Jesus said that our judgment will be based on our reaction to his words. When we go to heaven, whether you will be on throne or you will not, it will depend on what we did with the word of God, what Jesus spoke, his word, our actions and inaction, reactions to his word. Hallelujah. So I want you to know from today that it is very important to consider what you hear and how you hear it. As Jesus said, take heed what you hear and how you hear it. Even sometimes, thank you can be said in a way that it will be an insult. So it is not what you are hearing, but it is also how you hear it. Are you there? Yeah. And who is also saying what is saying? Are you here? Yeah. And as we do that, I am sure God is going to set us above. Amen. You cannot help it. It cannot help it. It's like you have taken a medication. It is going to work. It's like you have put yourself in line for God to bless. If you can hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, then do all that God is telling you. You will be set on high, above everyone else. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray for you this morning. May you be different from your friends. And may the voice of God be so clear to you. May you hearken intelligently. May you listen diligently to the voice of God. So you'll be separated. So you'll be set on high. So you will be lifted above all your friends and colleagues. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Stand to your feet. And let's go. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray that, Lord, you will help us to hear and to hear intelligently. Lord, your word promises us that when we hearken intelligently and do all that you have commanded us, we will be set on high above all our fellows. We thank you for the word. We thank you for your promise that can never be broken. We give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All eyes closed. If you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to lift only your right hand. You want to be born again. Is there anyone here who wants to be born again? Want to be born again? Okay. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by the word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.